Blog Talk Radio.
I got football as well. Welcome to the Steve Anderson Radio Show on this beautiful, beautiful evening. And guys, I want you guys to know that also in the future, I'm going to start doing a Wednesday show. I know a lot of you guys follow the politics in a sense, right? So a lot of times they have it, the voting is coming up on the Tuesday. So we're going to start doing Wednesday shows. And also, too, guys, I want to make some announcements out there. First of all, you want to call in live to participate to the show. You can call it 563-999-3665. And to just listen to the show for some of your listeners right now or for others in the future, go to Blog Talk Radio. No, I'm sorry. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Stevie Anderson Radio, and you can find me there. And either previous episodes also. So I want to go to some announcements, very important announcements that's out there, some news too. Guys, let's keep our prayers going for Brittany Griner. Let's keep the prayers going. I don't even want to talk about that much, but really just the court's decision to uphold the sentence. But I really do believe, guys, within a year, I think we're going to start seeing some daylight, probably less than that. Let's keep our prayers going up for her. Also, too, the mass shooting that was at a fraternity house in Baton Rouge near Southern University campus. Prayers going out for those 11 people that's injured for those. So both of those issues right there, let's keep the prayers going for both, okay? Let's please get that going. You have one or two prayers, you know what happens. If you're a believer, mountains start moving. So that's what we want. Also, too, guys, let me give you the psalm right quick. Since we're going on this issue with these prayers, let's go to Psalm 23, 4th verse. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff that comfort me. All right? Keep that prayer. Keep that in your mind, your prayer, when you have the troubles that come in, you just say your prayers and let God move the mountains for you. Okay? You have no control, let him. Mom used to always say, let him handle it, and he will handle it. There's another world to the side, guys, when we leave this world. It's another side we go into. And let's pray we all go into the right side. But it is true, okay? Also, too, guys, I want you to, guys, there is also, I'm going to be, I want to read out a golf tournament, guys. So, there would be a golf tournament that my younger brother, Scotty Anderson, that will be co-hosting the show tonight, that we will be playing in a called a Fred B. Hearn Memorial Golf Classic at the Trails End Golf Course, okay, Louisiana. I thank my older brother for getting me out there playing golf, and I was going through some just a little rough time. He got me on the golf course, and I've been at it ever since. But this is why I started playing at Trails End Golf Course in Arcadia. All proceeds benefit Grambling State University student scholarships. So, guys, also, too, for guys out there, if you are in the area or you're just coming down, don't forget your golf clubs, okay? It's about having fun, having a good time. We're not worried about beating nobody. But, you know, remember, brother, of course, we're going to do that. But don't worry about it. You'll be okay. But we're going to have that. It's a tournament. So to get in touch with that for more information, that'd be Friday, November 4th, 2022. And you can register from 100 fee to 120, 125. On site is 120. Sponsorship from 250 plus, okay? Information, James Bradford. James Bradford at 318-680-8070. And register online.
Bradford, who is it?
The Deacon at my church.
You know what? I have a caller. Give me 1 second, caller. Let me put you on mute.
That's good.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on a second. Sorry about that, guys. Sorry about that. My screen, my board is actually all over the place sometime today. But you know how things work. Sometimes you're trying to get stuff straight. It's always something. But we're gonna keep going. All right. So to register, like I said, go to gufoundation.link/golf2022. Okay, and for more information, James Bradford at 318-680, and that's 8070. And also, two guys, I want to also let you guys know we're going to be down with my brother and I. We're going to play in that golf tournament. And like I said, guys, if you're coming down, bring your golf clubs and have a good time and give out this scholarship, sponsorship to Grambling State University. Also, too, guys, make sure if you guys are going to be tailgating, we're going to do a live streaming tailgating. We're going to go be tailgating at Edward Scott. Guys, Edward Scott is doing some wonderful things in the world. Edward Scott is actually what he's doing from ages 11 to 12, okay? And from the high school level, from 11th grade to 12th grade, what they're doing is giving exposure to those teams around the world for basically getting exposed to new colleges and just broaden their minds. Edward Scott, actually, guys, he played at Grambling State. My brother, actually, my older brother, Anthony Anderson, from New Orleans, Edward Scott, played in USFL for 2 years, LA Express. The USFL was no joke. And also, too, he played with the St. Louis Cardinals in 87, DB. So we're going to be located at Edward Scott's. Edward Scott's has an RV over there. Those guys are no joke. I know it's a lot of the guys be getting in, be doing it huge, a huge deal for the tailgating. So we're going to be doing a live streaming. So we'll give you guys that never have been to HBCU, we're going to give you something that you guys have been missing. All right? So we're going to do that and have a good time. That's what we're going to do. But let me see something for a minute. Let me see. Also, too, one other announcement I want to make. If you go to gmannation.inc, gmannation, G-M-E-N Nation, okay? And this is for Word of Pink in honor of Dr. Betty J. Jackson, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And 50% of the proceeds will go to the National Breast Cancer Foundation, okay? And you can go there to www.hbcuheadquarters.com/Grambling State University, okay? And that's G-Man for Life, okay? Pink out. And that's for Miss Dr. Betty J. Jackson, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. All right? So, guys, like I said, 50% of the proceeds will go to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. All right, guys, let's rock and roll. So before I rock and roll, let me get my dashboard set up here. It's all out of line. Having problems with the dashboard. But hold on 1 second. Thank you for calling the Steve Anderson Radio Show. Who's calling?
Stevie Durrell.
Yeah, what's going on? Who's calling? How you doing? Talk to me. Tell me something good.
What's going on, cuz?
All positive. You know, a lot of cousins. We're from Louisiana, so,
only one cousin is Stevie Durrell, though. This Charles.
People don't really know, but they'll see during homecoming how much family we have in Louisiana, all over, right? So it's a lot. I think my dad's side, you quote me if I'm wrong. Guys, this is my cousin, Charles Holy. And Charles actually, he tampered with the HBCU for a minute. He was around the area. You saw like Coach Sanders, Coach Prime, we're going to talk about. And also, too, the topic tonight, guys, is the organic viewpoint of a full-time enrolled student athlete versus Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, at Jackson State viewpoint, saying that he, in the press, he's swag. So we have a perfect cousin for this tonight that was tampering around Grambling, had relatives, like brothers, playing at Grambling, but he seemed to have gone to another university that was only about 40 minutes east of Grambling State University, 30 minutes, actually. And you went to where? First of all, tell us who you are.
I'm one of your younger cousins, Charles, known as Charles Holy in the area. I grew up with Stevie and Anthony and Scotty and all that. My brother attended Grambling, and I spent a lot of my time at Grambling, but I actually attended college at what is now known as ULM, but I attended Northeast Louisiana University.
Okay. So what do you think about his viewpoint on that topic about he's saying that he's swag, even though he played at SEC? And guys, what do you think about that topic?
Well, here's the thing. This is something that I've learned from being around it and being an athlete and being around SWAC athletes, being around ACC athletes, SEC, Sun Belt, SEC. I've done it all, and I've been around it all. I was a basketball player, but I still have been around it. And I think the point that is being missed is that you can attest to this as you are a player. Your younger brother, your older brother, you've been around it. SWAC is just not you attending the university. SWAC is an attitude. And it's an attitude of confidence, you know what I mean? It, stick your chest out, being proud of who you are, you know what I mean? And being somebody. That is the embodiment of SWAC, of Grambling, you know, and the other, you know, institutions within the SWAC. And so
Hold on one second before I get some trouble now. You said SWAC is an attitude. So let me write this down so I can come back. I know this is going to come back around. So you're saying SWAC is an attitude. You feel like it's an attitude, right? Do you feel like it's an attitude because you're right there at ULM, or you feel like it's an attitude, period? Because ULM, you can – and everybody knows Coach Sanders was going back and forth to FAM. We're not going to talk about that, but he's going to FAM, and he hang out there with some buddies sometime. But is that why you're saying that? Because you was close and you can ride through Grandma when you want to, or you just feel that it's an attitude, period?
Period. You can see it. These are things, and this is like, when I tell people, you know, hey, I'm cousin, this is my cousin, this is my cousin. This is not my cousin, like, and I'm speaking of you and your brother. This is not cousins, like, down, we grew up together. So the attitude or the confidence level or the demeanor in which you carry yourself, that's swag.
Right.
So when I say attitude to for the listeners, it's not an attitude in a derogatory way. It's me speaking. It's a certain way that you carry yourself if you coming from the swag, right? And that's that level of confidence and assurance in who you are as a point blank black person and with who you are. As y'all say and goes, and I say y'all because I did not attend Grambling, everybody is somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, the way that Deion Sanders carried himself, that is a swag attitude. Although he played in the ACC, at Florida State, he still carried that sort of attitude. And the next thing is, and And the next thing
I agree with you in a lot of sense, because we're going to get into the show tonight on exactly what you're talking about. What do you consider swag, right? And a person that's been a swag, and we'll give you some of a little specifics, a little more clarification in that sense of what you just saying. It's confidence.
And one other
attitude.
Thing too. Let me add this too, Stevie. Another thing with that is that the way that the swag issue came about, if there are plenty of administrators, and other SWAC officials who are considered SWAC who did not attend a SWAC school. It's just the fact that the comment was made by Eddie Robinson Jr. that he is not SWAC, and everybody took that and went down the street. If he had won the game, whether or not Deion Sanders was SWAC or not wouldn't even been an issue. This is my belief.
Oh, okay, well, hold on 1 second. So I have Scotty Anderson on the line. Scotty, I heard moving in the background. You rocking and rolling? You good to go?
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Scotty can.
Charles, go ahead, Charles. You got it.
No, he's saying Scotty. No, Charles is saying that swag. Now, Charles, we're going to take care of Charles later. We'll see Charles. We'll see him later.
He's been around. He know. He right. I mean.
But he said swag and attitude. He said, so
you
feel that
look and a feel and a style and stuff, you know. See, everybody trying to, you can't put swag, I guess they just put it in one little box. So that's what that is. You can't look at it one way. So in a way, right, then I understand what the folks saying he ain't. So it's, you know, it's one of them.
Yeah, and like you said, if all these other officials who are prominent, who's come into the SWAC and done it, you know, things to uplift the comfort, they don't go around saying they're not SWAC. It's just the fact that the way that whole situation went down, well, he's not SWAC, why can't he say something? This man has come in and done more for the conference, just like Ms. Gibson spoke on, and I forget her hyphenated name, but I'll just go with Ms. Gibson.
Ms. Gibson's on the line. She's on the line. She's gonna get you in a few minutes. Just hold on. Keep going.
Okay, so just like she made a point of, there's other people who's done things to uplift the conference and the schools and everything. Nobody is saying they're not SWAC. They're just sore with him because of how he does it. Or there's, in addition to that, if Deion Sanders was the coach at Grambling and the same comments and statements were made, a lot of the people wouldn't feel some type of way. But the week prior, he spoke against Grambling and the band and all those statements. So at that point, he's made an enemy with anybody from Grambling. So everybody will jump that wagon to say, well, yeah, he ain't swag. Why is he talking anyway?
Okay, hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. So for your listeners, we have my younger brothers. Now, we have Ms. Deborah Gibson, Westbrook on the line. Ms. Deborah Gibson, or Keith, all that dancer forever, lifetime. And we have my younger brother, Scott Anson, on the line, guys. So we're all online listening to my cousin, Charles Holley. Charles Holley is a tremendous athlete, guys. Should have been playing professional basketball. He can shoot it. But he went to he's a veteran. Like I said, he's a veteran. He's a true athlete and finished at ULM. But go ahead, Ms. Gibson, what do you think about what my cousin Charles Holley is saying right now?
Hi, Charles. How are you?
Hello, ma'am.
Can
how
you
are
hear
you?
Me?
Yes, ma'am.
Where is Scott? Can Scotty hear me?
Scotty here. I had to mute him because he was moving for a minute. Someone was moving.
Oh, okay.
But go ahead.
Hello, bro. How you doing, my little brother?
my
baby
brother.
Okay. I want to say my niece and my baby sister beat me up about the I Am Swag thing, right? So I was in Grambling last week taking care of some business, and so they were saying that let me see how did Diane put it. She said, first of all, let me put it like this. Sweat is the conference. We're not sweat. None of us are sweat because that's the conference. Now, are we HBCU, GSU, JSU, SU? She said, yes. And so for us, this family is HBCU, GSU. She said, but none of us are sweat. That's just the conference name. And I said, okay, great point, because I just learned that I didn't know that SAMU was not the SWAC at first. They were part of the NEAD and stuff, and so now they're part of SWAC. I just thought all the HB schools were a part of that, and I thought about what she said, and she's absolutely right. None of us are SWAC. That's just a conference name. But are we children of historically black colleges, those of us who served our time there? Well, yes, we are. And for us, for myself, and of course, Stevie, Scotty, and Anthony, and their mom, you know, we all are Grambling family. So I thought about that, and they're right. So that point with why I'm SWAC and who is SWAC, I'm like, no, baby, Diane is right. She's absolutely right. I just wanted to say that because I got beat up really bad by them, but I kind of knocked her out because she was to lose on the take now. But I have to say, she said when they start asking her about stuff at Tech, she said, I don't know. You want to go to Grambling Homecoming with me? She said, I know everything about Grambling. I work at Tech and stuff.
Exactly.
But mm-hmm. Like you said, exactly right. So
I guess to agree with you,
I'm sorry.
It seems to me that people, that every time, I think every other day someone is kind of like untangling the definition of SWAC, the word SWAC. It's like they're
right.
Going in and not dissecting it. It's like every day, okay, so, all right, so SWAC today, there was a coach that mentioned that he said if you didn't play SWAC, Deion Sanders didn't play in front of 60,000 black people. He didn't.
Right.
He never have. not play. He's, you know, so that give you, he never did. Now, SEC, he's not going to have 60,000 black people in a game. Okay, and I think when we played the Bayou Classic, it was close to 70,000. But
history with that, it said, Stevie, not to cut you off, but it said the Bayou Classic brings more people to New Orleans than any Super Bowl game and any New Orleans Saints game. That's history. You can Google this and find it. It's a reporter said that the Bayou Classic brings more people and more money to New Orleans than any other game. That's Grambling versus Southern.
You playing at Black Chair, they still talking about me missing the ball. You go to SEC, you probably miss 20 balls and still go first round.
You lose your scholarship. If you go to SEC, you miss six balls down there with Saban and see don't you lose your scholarship.
He said that's saying back in the
phone.
Right. But here's the thing.
It's not the same, though.
If you're judging SWAC on attendance, that's a whole different – on who attended the game, that's a whole different type of situation. SWAC is not – I mean, this is my belief. Again, I was a student at Northeast. I spent more time at Grambling than I did at Northeast, which is probably why I joined the military. And between being up there, whether it was with my brother, because my brother is alumni of Grambling, or Stevie. However, I say that to say this. You can't base the attendance of a SWAC football game on whether someone is SWAC or not. Whether he played in front of 60,000 black people or whether he played in front of 100,000 of everybody, that wouldn't determine whether or not he should be able to consider himself SWAC. Because, Stephen, spoke on this the other day. You give him a pin,
right.
He need a pin into something. He needs some kind of credit for the things that he's done. Now, whether it's called him honorary SWAC or whatever it is, he needs to be treated the same as any other official in the conference. Like, and that was a good point she made about it. This is a conference thing. If Any other person who's in that conference that is there, whether they work in financial aid, whether they work in the wherever in the administration building, an instructor or professor or whatever the case, if they're being given the same credit for the due diligence that they provided in the Southwestern Athletic Conference, Deion Sanders should be given that same credit. That's just my belief. And I, and again, and I'll make it clear, I attended a school in the SLC. They don't even have that conference anymore. But that's the conference that I was in. And I'm making this comment based off of my surroundings and growing up around it. Because just like Scotty made a point, if I was at Anthony's games, I was at Stevie's game, and unfortunately I was out of the country in the military when Scotty was playing, so I only got to see him on TV. But I was in Grambling enough to know something about Swag outside of everybody being somebody.
Well, cousin, I'm glad that you came on the show and jumped on the show, because I would say that that was a comment that a gentleman made about the 60,000. Like I said, every other day I hear something different to breaking Swag down. And just the same thing, I think the HBCU is a conference. It is a conference. But when he said, I think it hit a lot of people, a lot of football players at home when he said that comment, because at the end of the day, only a football player understand
can make that difference.
Yeah, we know in our hearts, in our minds, what's going on when you say Swag now.
Exactly.
Put little peaches and creams on it. We're gonna have little peaches and little cream and little, you know, cookies and might be nice and all that. But when you say Swag and said that in the press, you knew what the ATL you were saying.
Would you be Swag if you went to – but I mean, you know, people been – look, Grambling was on them commercials a long time ago. I remember them old Burger King suits. Remember they said they was on the commercials, Super Bowls and everything with Eddie Robinson. People just – it wasn't no social media and stuff. So
exactly.
What he's doing is great, but what people have to realize, he had to do what he had. He had to go that way to come back to help, which is a good thing. He does. He don't have to come back. But you're not gonna be you either going through that. Would he be Deion Sanders if he went to HBCU? Would we know him?
Here's a good point, and Stevie both can relate to this. If Scotty is attending Northeast,
would you know if Stevie went to Alcorn? I can answer that.
Right.
We can't, you know, we got to give him something. But at the same time, I know a lot of good boys people never heard of. They never got a chance to play. And that was
I'm going to name you too,
you
Scotty.
Know, when I got to the NFL, the NFL was sorrier than I ever played. Grambling, which side people look at where you and but that football was harder playing them boys back then than when in the league. It was just like, it wasn't really hard, really. I'm just going to be honest. It's just the hard part is getting on the field. But when you, you know, you're not getting the same. You're on TV every week. I mean, it's different. It's not the same. It's not the same. Now, we're not going to sit there and say Grambling and Tech, and we go, okay, you got people not even college football. You go get your doctors, and you go to try to get this job. You graduated Grambling, and you graduated Florida State or LSU. They're not going to look at it the same. I don't care what nobody's telling me. I understand what y'all are saying, but they just not.
Yep.
Don't even lie about it. He wouldn't even be who he is if he didn't go that way. That's what I'm saying. But God,
that's the bottom line.
He's always been with God. So what it is he is a black school player. Like Like he just went to Florida State, but he got the swagger, the juice. So that's what he's saying. People just try to, you can't put it in one thing. So, I mean,
but you know, he wanted to come to Grambling. Grambling didn't give him no offer. He wanted to come to Grambling.
Steven didn't even want to. Most people I know went to Grambling, didn't even want to go to Grambling. and had to change the day. It's like me. I went. My mama is good and all that. And I'm glad I went because I wouldn't be who I am. I don't think. Wouldn't nobody know. You know, it wouldn't be as hard. We had to work a little harder so people kind of appreciate that. But as far as what's going on and really going on, no, nah, man. And like, if you want your kids to go, you know, you go over here, but you try to go to leave. If I throw two touchdowns at LSU, it's a whole different topic than what we're talking about right now. So people have to understand that. It's not the, where the money is. You see what I'm saying? See, everybody get quiet when we talk about that. But where the money? See, these big universities, Coach Hicks did tell me that. It's just different. You walk in the locker room, LSU have the seats now in the locker room. It's like you're sitting in the meetings and the air in the seats, man, right now. Well, the probably still don't have jacuzzis up there. See what I'm saying? So that stuff makes a difference. If I don't see you, if I'm a scout and I don't see you play, it's not that I'm being any type of way, but I don't get to see you play. We need to be seen more. By then going down there, you see, yeah, Grambling ain't there. Jack State ain't never been on TV like this. When? So we had most Deion Sanders, but it's the ones that do make it out of HBCUs, I feel they just run off. They go get their little 40 acres and their little mule, and they don't want nobody eating brimfish on their little farm, you know. So that ain't no good either. That ain't no good either. I heard what they saying, but that ain't no good. The man, at least the man going to pull up with your fish on the side and give you a cup of fish to go cook. Nah, man, we got to get black folk, we get in power, and everybody want to go acting like they just got been out here tight like this the whole time. And now we got to give back. Everybody left. We have all the players left out here on the ground. And I remember Eddie Robinson right before he passed, sitting in the stands. I talked to him, sitting in the stands watching press. Now, that wasn't no way for his shit. The stuff he did, he got to go out on, you know. But it's the same deal, right? And then I feel the old school people that put in work, they right too. But when it comes down to this real world and jobs, and man, you have nurses didn't play no football, and they gonna get treated different. It's just the way it is. You can't, you know, I don't need to put no sugar on it if you don't need none. You eat sugar because what you putting sugar on for? He's not riding in no limo like I said last week now, but what he's doing is some black school stuff. That's what he's showing you. That's why he stays wet, because that's the stuff he's showing you that, you know. All the other
exactly.
ones, I don't know nobody else that even try to come back to help the leave from the HBCU. You know, so you got to look at it both ways. At least he didn't have to come back. That's how I look at it. But he not, you know, throwback like Stephen L. and Glover and Jake Reed and them staying up there. Like Doug Williams told me, he going first round. Ain't really, them boys getting millions of dollars now. So, you know, you got to look at the hard work, Steve McNair, Walter Payton. You got to look back at the throwback people on that behalf. So it go both ways, I think, you know. But he didn't have to help.
You think he went to the combine. A lot of people know the combine is. So combine guys, like 250 plus players, get a chance to go to Indianapolis to be seen by. If you look up in the stands on I think it's like West, looking like West. It's like all coaches filled with coaches and owners, right? And their family, and they watching you. They take your blood. They watch it. I ain't gonna talk too much. Don't get on talk. But it's everything. To it's
man,
deep.
You can tell them they saw it on TV. They treat you like horses and cows. You can tell them they look at it on TV now.
But let me ask you a question. You think you would have gone in a limousine like Deion Sanders from HBCU? Scotty. Scotty.
We'd have been in a limo ball with MC Hammer, Shay, limo. Anthony say they had to wear suits to the combine. Get up there. They the only one who had suits on, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff. Yeah, man, it ain't funny, but you know, you in a limousine? Man, we still,
well,
man, Grandma ain't still, it has never been a limousine in Grandma's ever in life. You know, so it's, you can't, we ride around. No, that's fine. It's just not the same. It's not the same. No, how it's the same. I can ride to the limo, run a 4.3 and get in the car. Man, when you come from Grandma, everybody run 4.5 at HBCU. There's like 1,000 people running. And everybody got the same 40 time. So if I run a 4.3, If I run a 4-3 now, I don't know. All they got to do is now, he ran a 4-5. He ain't run no 4-3. They hit their little clock at the top of dawn on, man. Y'all got
to
know what's
going
on.
Next. Oh, no, that's serious.
Even in sports,
that's the truth.
You live it, you know, we just got to look at it. Like, we can't just sit up where D-Hub, yeah, he's D-Hub Sanders. He's supposed to have Wall. That's common sense. I hate when people say they're like, what's the name, game back? He got $100 million. He's supposed to give back. You know, but they like, yeah, like, that's common sense. Walmart, yeah, duh, that's common sense, right? You know, they know these people. But you go to HBCU shit, man, you'll find out they ain't going to go through and have to buy you classes when it's sued by the old. Man, no, that stuff ain't the same either. No, no, we wouldn't be talking about none of this when we talking about.
Well, thanks for calling the CMS radio show.
No,
hold on one second. Thanks for calling the CMS radio show. We have a caller. Who's calling?
This is Deion Sanders.
No, who's calling?
this is Deion Sanders. This is Coach Prime.
Oh, okay.
This is Coach Prime calling in.
No. Okay, stop playing. Let me put you on hold. Let me put you on hold because this is not even Coach Prime. This is not even a number. Hold on one second. Yeah, hold on one second.
We're going to show you.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Steve, let me say something. Can I say something really quick? Let me say this. Okay. The thing about the limousine.
Yeah, we don't know that's what's wacky. Not to cut y'all, Mrs. Gets the gift. See, we don't do none of that. We ain't been like a coach that Coley. He ain't going out there and say, we ain't checking on his none of that. We do it all. You know what I'm saying?
Let me say this. Deion Sanders wanted to come to Grambling, but Grambling didn't make him no offer. Grambling had back at that time, well, Scotty definitely was very young, but we had baseball. Our biggest sports was really the baseball. So, and of course, my last name is Gibson. I came from a person said, "Oh, well, you're baseball royalty." I mean, my first baseball team that I did the national anthem for was the Dodgers. And so the owners of the team, and of course I'm a Raider to the day I die, but they sent a limousine to pick me up. Now, there were people being picked up by limousines, but it wasn't the football players. It was Eddie Robinson. And the reason why I know that, because my sister, Jessie Mayfield, was one of the administrators in the athletic complex. So I remember even after I graduated when the limo, I'd just jump in the limo and just act school. But to say Deion did want to come to Grambling and just whoever was making the decision. And I believe even with him, if he had come to Grambling, I believe.
Man, Deion did the right thing. If Deion had come to Grambling, we wouldn't even be talking about this.
Yep.
I think we would because I was talking to Stevie.
Man, how you know he probably wouldn't even be Deion Sam? If he come to Grambling.
No, he because you guys, you no, that's not true. His a lot of times,
no,
our personality.
Yeah, no. So you said, didn't Deion Sanders come through Grambling that never got a chance to play?
Yes, some Deion Sanders came through Grambling and got a chance to play. Kenny Simpson was my classmate, and Kenny Simpson was before Michael Jordan. We did have him. What I'm saying is we just didn't have the people at Grambling that promoted the students. Every time you saw something about Grambling, it was about Eddie Robinson or the band director. They didn't promote the students. So now there are platforms. Well, like where we are now, Stevie's radio show, we can talk about things that we went through that now can help the students that in the future because that's just
okay,
how
I
it
think,
is. But, you know.
Is Stevie going to have that radio show if he and Grambling right now? Grambling going to let Stevie get a radio show? Or he got to go
no.
to where the
That's up to Stevie. That's up to Stevie. That's the individual.
I think that we're getting – I think that the lines are being crossed. And what I mean by that is that I don't believe that anybody misunderstands or don't know that there are successful people. I didn't get in last week, but I listened. And a lot of the statements were being made was to make a point about the people who were successful and stuff. And it's just like, you know, with the limo thing. we understand that people have been picked up in limousines and they're successful. My wife, and I just got married Saturday, my wife graduated from Grambling, and she's a nurse. Her mom graduated. Aunt Kate, all these people, we understand that successful people graduated from Grambling. Whether they were artistas or they're nurses, doctors, whatever the case, that's not the question or the issue. When we speak in the issue, this is about the swag and the athletic portion. So when Scotty says nobody came in a limousine, he means that nobody drove to the combine from Grambling in a limousine. And so I can speak on this in the same aspects that I went to Bienville High School. And compare,
now that's
for me, Bienville is HBC because I graduated, my school's all black. And Jones Bahaj was, let's say, SEC school or ACC
school. That's not the same thing.
I came to Jones Bahaj. I played against the Scotty Thurmans, the Gerald Honeycutt, and I could get down. However, because I went to Bienville, I didn't get the looks that I would have gotten had I been at Jonesboro, Ringo, Arcadia, or Rustin. But I played with them boys. I played against them, and I played with them. But because I went to that small class D school, they're not playing anybody. It's competition level. It's not that. But I'm in a conference with somebody, with a team who won state 4 years in a row. I'm playing against people who've been in the league. But because I went to that same school, which is the same thing, the point that I make with Scotty with the HBC, well, their competition level is not the same. Well, and just like you said, Ms. Gibson, they're not being promoted and they're not being given the acknowledgement. It's the same thing. This kid, now, my son is a monster. He's a beast. And one of the people asked me, and I brought this up to Steve, would I let my son go to HBC? And I would love to just outright say yes. However, I'm concerned with my son's health and his well-being. And if he wants to be a professional football player, I'm concerned about his chances to do that.
He needs to probably go where the people going to be professional football players go.
There you go. Because I got a little cousin named Scotty, and I call him my little cousin. Scotty Ken Esser is the coldest thing to run, as my Aunt Katie used to say, run a pattern. You can look at his draft class, and nobody in his draft class was better than him. But they all went to these other schools. I've heard Mariucci in interviews saying, well, the lady asked me, say, well, you know, Scotty Anderson is one of the few people that was able to hold on the ball. You think we would be able to get him some more? Well, we're going to look and see. We're going to look into it and try to get some things going. Translation, what that means is we're paying Charles Rogers and Roy Williams all this money. We got to get them the ball so their bobblehead dolls sell and we can make money off their jerseys and stuff. Because if Scotty is catching the ball, that means they're not buying what we invested in. And we didn't invest in him because he went to a HBC. And so the same demographic, like I say, the reason I can speak on it, because I went through that same thing. It's people who got scholarships that I housed, but they went to Jones Rahaj or they went to Rustin or they played at Gremlin Lab or wherever. I housed all them cats. But because I went to that school, I don't get the same type of offers. Now, I'm retired from the military. I'm a federal employee, master registered barber, and I'm successful at that small school. But I didn't have the same opportunity as other athletes.
We can't say it, though.
I mean, I can't hear what Scotty was saying. Scotty was saying, what was you saying, Scotty?
We can't sit here and say, going to Grambling, going to LSU, well, it ain't going to, man, come on, man. Yes, it do. So that's why some people, it's just the way you got to take it. But at the end of the day, that man didn't have to, he is swag because what he's saying, like he got the juice back and the fire was gone. It probably wasn't even no fire. They had to go get some more light fluid because I don't know what's going on, you know. But he did that, you know. So we can't just, you know, we got to just tell the truth about it, you know. But we can't sit here and say, well, you would be in the same, but no, you wouldn't. No, we can't sit here. That's stuff hard. That's stuff hard,
so
this, man. You ain't even,
that goes,
no, that ain't the same.
So that goes to another topic. I mean, that goes not to another topic. It goes to what we're saying next. We're saying, basically, what have been missing? Okay, I have a topic. So what have been missing from the HBCUs, right? So Charles had mentioned earlier what's been missing from HBCUs is that, number one, is exposure. Exposure has been missing from HBCUs. The resources, okay? Not really getting funded. And that's where Ms. Gibson, you keep pushing and talking about getting the funding back at ground. And I was talking to Ms. Keith Foster, those guys that's with the Gremlin Nation, and we're going to be talking about those guys more. But we're going to push to get Gremlin this money that they need, but we're going to make sure this money go in the right hands too. We're gonna make sure Gremlin is getting paid, but we're going to make sure this money is going in the right hands. Okay. If you need your if the band need uniforms, the girls need uniforms, the school need new books, Gremlin, look, the football team, you have
man, they need their name on the back of the jersey.
Just win.
Like, it's
okay.
2023, man.
Right. So we're gonna make sure that we push. See, they forgot that the former Gremlin Knights, and I talked to earlier. Edward Scott, these guys have been around the foundation, you know, and before those guys have been around there, right? We're going to make sure, though, that Gremlin start getting the resources and funding that they need to get that school back on track. That's our goal. Also, too, we're saying the poor facilities and but improving. So we have to make sure we improve that. What do you consider swag in HBCU? What do you guys consider? I say it's the dress code, like Scott said, the flair, the dance team, the dancing in the stands. This is all Deion Sanders, right?
The
dancing
bands, man. We the only people have Battle of the Bands. They don't have no Battle of the Bands at LSU and Texas game. They ain't battling no band. They going, man, those people go to the concession stand at halftime. They going, that's when you go to the concession stand. You're not going to the concession stand to buy your play. You're not going upstairs, Sam. You got to see how this ball coming out here. So it's a whole different, you know, it's just different. It's like living in the project and not living in the project. Like, people don't live in the project. People, that's why they feel like you can't compare. That's not the same if you didn't grow up in the project. It's just not the same. Charles, B. Everett didn't have a football team. You see what I'm saying? So you can't compare that.
Right.
You know, so we got to understand that, but he is what HBCU missing? Deion Sanders. So that's why, he said he's swaggy. Shit is looking like he is. Shit, somebody else is going to do something else quick because it's show looking. He letting the rappers come in. He got the little R&B folk. He got the stuff going on, you know. We up here. I played a Grammy. I got to call somebody right now. Ms. Gibson, I'm going to call you to get me a ticket to come in the game. But Detroit Lions go play, I got to get in free. That shouldn't be out there. Yeah, I'm going to get a Detroit Lions game for free right now. But if I go buy you that.
Every receiving record at Gremlin, but he got to get somebody to get him in.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Okay, but that's the thing that Stevie and I were talking about. Listen to this. My cousin, Erica Badu, gave a free concert for the university for funds for the university. The day before the concert, she wanted to go to the movie with the students. She get to the where they do the movies, and she was treated so bad. The students was just screaming and yelling, saying, "But that's Erykah Badu. That's Erykah Badu." And the dude at the door was going, "Oh hell, I don't give a blah 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 blah. Who it is? She ain't got no student ID. She can get." They said, "Sir, that's Erykah Badu. She's performing blah 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 blah." So I mean, this is the type of disappointment and hurt that some of us get
that's
go back.
You take your car and put your car on I-20 and go to Tech or Northeast on them. They came, man. All right, I'm told y'all, but we won't talk all day, but we don't, man. Shoot, man, I go, man. I have to hurry up and pay it back. Look, up, this is the truth. I bet. I'm about to call 2-3 people to get a ticket.
Broke every receiving record at Grambling, but he got to borrow a ticket from somebody.
But see, that's where that's a, but that goes
like
back.
They're doing it on purpose, man. They got a little black power stuff. They better do show some.
Call it. Okay. We have another 832 number calling in, guys. Almost like call it. Go ahead, Stevens Radio Show.
It's Randy Himes.
Randy Himes. Quarterback,
now you,
superstar
you,
at Grambling.
You clicked me off. You clicked me off.
Well, oh, okay. Well, see, I pretty much know Deion Sanders, how he talk. And when you go in, I can't really see my dashboard. So,
yeah,
when, and
right.
I think some lady, she said that she said, you didn't know he was SEC? I kind of laughed at it. I just looked at it and made a little comment. But I guess she didn't realize I played against Deion Sanders and had some catches against Deion Sanders. I played against Deion Sanders several times. But so I know his voice.
Yeah,
but
know
go ahead, Brendan Himes. Tell us.
You went to Graham.
I was listening
listening to the topics you guys talk about for us and the resources. Things of that nature, you know, obviously, you know, how Deion Sanders, you know, if he came to Grambling, probably wouldn't have been Deion Sanders. You know, of course, like Steve, I played with Deion for 2 years in Baltimore when he came back from my retirement. And a lot of people don't know what I experienced when I was in Baltimore. I was, I don't know, I may have spoke about this before. I was in Baltimore, and I was literally fighting those guys physically because I was dominating them doing training camp, you know, practice. Couldn't understand how I was doing it because, of, you know, they're looking at me coming from Grambling. They talked about it. I'm saying that same coaching staff that Deion Sanders have, Alan Recall was the fullback in Baltimore. He talked about Grambling.
He went to Northeast.
He was one of the ones who I shut up. Told him your daddy wanted to go to Grambling. Your daddy wasn't good enough to get recruited. You know, all those guys. With Ed Reed.
See,
I came out with Ed Reed.
That's how you talk though.
And see, that's how you gotta
swag.
Do Deion. That's swag. And so when you could put my article up on me where it talks about how they was comparing me to Terrell Owens and giving Deion, you know, a runner up for you know showmanship, you know, with the trash talking. I've been doing that, and because I learned that from the sweat, I didn't learn that, you know, coming from Florida. I didn't come from the University of Florida, you know. That's like everybody wearing them tight. They learned that from the swag. Jerry Rice and them did that. You know, you see those guys wearing their tights, like tights, you know, working out in their tights. Jerry Rice started that. That comes from swag. That's Walter Payton. That's, you know, that's those guys. They
he had the
if you look at,
folk,
yeah, you all that. Now, Deion Sanders, obviously he was an athlete. You know, played baseball, he played football, I think played some high school basketball, of course, and then ran track. Obviously ran because he was fast. And could Deion Sanders have done all those things at Grambling? Man, I don't know.
Nope.
I don't know.
Nope.
I'm not saying yes or no because of the fact that
– do like his girlfriend and we're going to let him play. That was
well, not so much of that. Not so much of that. I don't think that.
Yeah,
I just think because – his mouth would have got him in trouble.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, no,
his
they
wouldn't
have just let him do
him
it,
in
Randy,
trouble.
Because Steven should have been running track.
I mean, I
did. Saying is they wasn't going to let him act like that at Grambling.
They weren't going to let him act like that at Grambling.
Yep.
You
right.
Know
down
what I'm saying?
And quiet and don't say too much.
Yeah, they weren't going to let you act like that. You know,
yeah,
Eddie Robinson anyway, because he was in the
mad.
Eddie Robinson era. He was in the Eddie Robinson, he would have been in the Eddie Robinson era, so he wouldn't have probably played. He would have transferred, or he would have just been one of those guys, a great special, you know, a look team guy. You know, he'll just be one of them guys on look team and waiting on his turn to play because, for one, that it was just like at Florida State of Florida, it was a bunch of talent, and you have to wait your turn. He got
yep.
lucky. I heard the story. Somebody got hurt. That's how he wound up playing.
That's where it be. That's how we know.
And that's how he wound
right
up. And that's what happened because I played against him. I practiced with him for 2 years, and his other teammate, Corey Fuller. Corey Fuller was the one that's with the Florida State, you know, with Deion, and he said the same thing where it was so much talent. You know, back then, back in the day, everybody was talented. You know, that natural talent. That everybody was naturally talented, but it was just who had that extra talent. Like Scotty, Scotty would tell me, "Hines, man, you were just different. We was all talented, but we was different in our own way. I was someone who played multiple sports, football, basketball, track. They were trying to get me to play baseball at Grandma, you know, but I didn't have no interest
in it." I saw Hines throw a ball at Tech. He threw the ball before the 20 and threw it through the goalpost. This before he played a down at Grandma. But, see, it's like we walking. If I take off walking from Shreveport or Florida, I'm going to walk from Shreveport, Jonesboro, to Houston. But you're going to go catch a flight from Monroe. Then when I get to Houston, you out there talking about, "I'll beat you there." Yeah, you beat me there because you caught a flight.
Yeah.
Right.
And so that's the same thing. And now, you're talking about the resource.
You know,
this
so
other
now,
thing.
Man.
Now, let me go back to the resource.
You was on an airplane. We got flats. We're going to stop by get some of the reasons like Steve. You like it? Shoot, man.
Now you go back to the resource. This now let's go back to the resource. Now I'm gonna put some on everybody here with this right here with the resource.
After that we gotta move on.
So let me tell you the reason why.
Hold on 1 second.
I was already talented.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You said what, Randy? What did you say?
Okay. Yeah. So the resource. They're not going to give us no because they look at HBCUs as a charity. Every HBCU school is a charity. I don't like it because I don't like for us to be going out asking for money from. We should be asking for money from our own alumni. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When we talking about you know giving back and you know and getting funded, but resource is the stuff that we don't have, which is the protein. Is going out able to get a coach who played in the NFL and you can pay that man. You know, assistant coaches in the bigger D1 schools, they making six figures. The wide receiver coach in Nebraska making $600,000. The running back coach making $500,000. The assistant head coach making $800,000. This is a year. That's the resource, and then the reason why was the resource is the protein shake, it's the products. So I was able to dominate when I got to the league was because I made it to the resource. They don't want us with that resource.
I think the thing is, too, you got to look at it this way is you have to look at it this way that Coach Robinson, we had players even though back then, guys, you got to understand, don't forget the recruiting that Coach Robinson, when Coach Robinson came into your house, he knocked on that door, and he opened – No, hold on, the puppy trying to go to the door. Come back over here. Come back over here. Look. So the puppy was trying to get to the door. Look. So when you knock on that door, what happened is that you're going that way. You're going to Grambling. Now, why was that? That was the Deion Sanders at that time. That's at Jackson State. At the end of the day, those boys at this time, this day and time, they're going to listen to certain people. And
yeah, you got to remember, they transferring from D1 schools. He's not getting high school kids. He's going to get grown men to play against little boys.
But this is my thing, too. I disagree with you on that part. This will disagree with you. Because the fact is...
Go look at his roster.
This is what I'm saying. We have a boy right now, a guy right now, and I'm trying to say he's going to be recruited to Grambling. We have a kid right now in Jonesboro. Guess who's been looking at it? LSU is trying to just they want him. Right there, he's 15 minutes south of Grambling, okay? 15 minutes south. We had some receivers that left Jonesboro Hard 15 minutes that went to Tech, went to ULM. that could be starting right now at Grambling. So I'm not going to – I'm just saying there's guys at Arcadia. That's a guy at Arcadia right now that's starting tailback at Grambling. So like my dad said, a lot of times when you have people that's local that you know that can get it and try to get them before they go off somewhere to get them to play, because that's kind of got them to play, you're going to get your fan base too. But a lot of times you think about this. Coach Robinson, he got four to five star players at Grambling. People still don't know this today in history right now.
But that's what I'm saying.
I'm not going to talk about my brothers, my older brothers, Anthony there. I'm not talking about you guys there either, Randy. What's got with Doug? Doug was a good coach. He's done some wonderful things and still doing some great things. I was going to say this. When I was there with Grambling, we had 5 to 7 receivers all got drafted, all got out of retirement within 4 years at Grambling.
But that's what I'm saying. You came out of high school. Deion is going to get transfers. He's going to get developed players to put in the sweat.
He's going to get developed players. At the end of the day, now you answer this question for yourself since you're saying that, Hines. You went to the league. This guy could be bigger and strong. He's a player from another school. All right, why did I go to the Hula Bowl? People don't know that either. Like, they don't know I went to the Hula Bowl. When I was a player from Grambling to the Hula Bowl, right. I believe. I don't know. Something like that. Hula Bowl. Okay, with Coach Robinson. All right. I get there. I run down on a go route. Rick Meyer from Notre Dame. I come back to the huddle. He said, man, you got some wheels. You fast. Why am I so fast now? Well, why am I so fast now? You at Notre Dame. Y'all not fast at Notre Dame? I'm the fastest on the field.
It looks like he would have seen that type of speed before, don't it?
Right. But you had Notre Dame. I'm at Grambling.
And that's that natural talent.
I'm the fastest on the field. But what I'm saying is, though, you have natural talent. You have to get out and you got to go find these boys. It's the scouts. The scouts are the
team. You can find them.
I get all that, but that's what I'm saying. Jackson got transfers from Florida, Ole Miss, Missouri.
That's the point I'm getting at.
Even though you're going to get that four-star kid. Amen. You got to remember, when we played against Louisville, we didn't stand a chance against Louisville.
We didn't have the resources.
What was the score?
LSU and Grambling this year.
No, that's this year.
They beat the brakes off Grambling. That's what you're saying.
No, that was Arkansas State.
They beat the brakes off of Southern.
We don't play them until next year, Scott.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's swag.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the call. At the end of the day, we're talking all this. If any of us had to go right now to a school, we're going to go down there with Dion. See there? See how thorough it is at the end of the day, like he said, kind of like Eddie Robinson.
I'm going to be honest.
Steve and Scotty know this. My son, he's a monster. And if he was going right now, the only HBC I would consider is Jackson State. That's just real. Otherwise, he would be.
Man, I don't even know if that's going on back. I didn't know nothing about Grambling. I ain't known about Grambling until my senior in high school. Yeah, because Coach Bill
is
coming.
Doug
came out, but my football coach went to Louisiana Tech. That's how my basketball coach played at Tech Southern, and I still didn't know nothing about Grambling.
All I'm gonna say is this: we're gonna move on to the next. We're gonna keep moving through the show. All I'm gonna say is this: is that you guys have your opinion, I have mine.
Charles
will tell you how I think, and guys I play ball with. When I played against Deion Sanders with the Cardinals, he covered me. He was covering me the whole game. Like I said before, why are you covering me? You don't got the money. You got the biggest contract. My contract is nowhere near your contract. Why are you covering me the whole game?
Well, no, Steve, you asked the wrong question.
No, let me talk. Let me mute y'all right quick. I'm gonna beat all y'all right quick because y'all talking. Well, let me talk for a minute.
Let him talk.
All right. Let me say this. Now that I have y'all muted, I can talk. Okay, I can talk now. Now, I'm from Grambling State University, where my coach, Coach Eddie Robinson, took pride in the school. We wore suits on the bus through, and you were caught without your suit jacket on. You had 50 stadiums, and up and down is one. That's 100 if you want to consider going down. So for you guys working out, going down a hill doesn't count unless you're working on your speed. Coach Robinson took pride. Coach Junior took pride. Even right now, the E3 takes pride. So when we hit the football field, I don't care if we had shoes on. My brother had shoes that weighed 20 pounds almost, 15. They at least weighed 10 pounds. I'd be honest with you, they did. And I think we have some at home right now, resources. But one thing about it, when you got your belt on that football, it's time to play. I don't care what school you came from. I don't care what your mama fed you that morning, that night, last night, day before that. I don't care what color you were. I don't care what grade you had. I don't care if you combed your hair or you didn't. I don't care what you had on. You're going to get beat. You're going to get beat because Robinson instilled that in us. And every player right now listening on this phone right now, because I get chills talking about it, every player on this phone listening to me right now can tell you the same thing. They're getting the same chills I'm talking about right now. You had to play, son. And I'm going to say this. You're talking about the HBCUs. You got a lot of guys up there right now just glad to have their jersey on their back. Just glad to have a jersey on their back. Just glad to be on a scholarship. Just glad to have a helmet on. Just glad to be on the road trips. Just glad to put on some shoes. Don't even know what they're on there for. Just glad to be just out there running, just spending time out there saying you play football. When you was with Coach Robinson again, and my older brother tell you this too, and Scott got a taste of Coach Robinson, he took pride in that university. Blood, sweat, and tears is what you get when you went to Grambling and when you went to HBCU. Period. I don't care. I play against Deion Sanders. Why are you, they have Deion Sanders covering me the entire, pretty much the entire freaking game? Why? Because they knew you got to keep your eyes on Stevie Anderson. And especially giving the ball, I might get 3 balls a game. Because guess what? I have a big contract. Everybody else getting the ball. I'm sitting out to just wait till the game is over with, like Scotty said. But one thing they do, if they knew I'd get that ball in my hand, they knew what time it was. But I didn't care what school you went to. I don't freaking care. All I know is I have a football helmet on my head, a helmet on my head. I have some shoulder pads. I got some gloves on my hand as a receiver. I have some a uniform. And I have one thing, H-E-A-R-T, heart. And I'm going to find if my coach can't get to my coach, I'm going to find the nearest professional athlete I can find. They help me. I don't care if I have to call his mama, his daddy, his sister, his cousin. I'm going to call him and, man, hey, man, I just need some help. Help me over here on this block. Help me over here to set this guy up as a lineman. Help me over here to throw this ball right. Help me to draw back. Help me to run through this hole better. Help me to catch the ball. Help me to defend better. I got an older brother that had 11 interceptions in 1 year at Grambling. My brother played 1 year at Grambling at defensive back and got drafted. And we had others that had more stats than Deion Sanders that got drafted. They get drafted first round. But I'm tired of HBCU players having to go to the combine, and all you're doing is give them a 4-5. You had Jake, Fred Jones. I just know some of the faster guys, some of the guys that came through. They know I could run with them, too. They know that. They probably let. They know or they know I could get it. But you had other guys here, Nears Williams, okay, 4-2. I was running 4-1. But 90% of the guys come from HBCU. You only give them a 4.540. That need to be checked out. Let me get you back on right now because I got me a little bit hot in here. Hold on one second. Let me get y'all back in.
Okay, Steve, you have to say something
real quick. You need to go down there with Tom Brady and put your helmet on and go down and go out like Charles.
Man, you know, I'm feeling like right now.
Get
my helmet on right now.
You get to talking to us. See, that's what Dion do to them players. See, you get to talk, you got to get in them, and they ready. When you up there, man, and you up there, man, they got to be listening to you too, man.
This
man,
is
I'm telling you, man. Why is Deion Sanders covering you instead of one of them people they paying all that money? Why aren't they covering
the boy over there? The first quarterback don't cover the fourth receiver.
I don't want y'all to answer that. My thing is this. I understand. We understand on the professional side, right? We understand business side, right? So we understand why it was. But at the same time, this is what I'm telling you about when I say HBCU. I don't give a rat blank, blank, blank where you come from. I'm going to knock you out if I'm coming from HBCU. I'm going to run over you. I get the ball, and I'm going to run over you with the football.
Yep.
If not, I'm going to run around you. I'm going to score. I'm going to go up top. Either way, you're going to get beat because guess what? I'm going to be in shape. I'm going to
and
be
that's why they used to say that the kids from Bill's attitude was so bad.
Hold on one second. Exactly. But hold on one second. See, I'm going to be out there. I'm not going to be out there smoking and drinking. See, I'm not going to be out there smoking and drinking, wasting what God gave me to go out there and showcase. See, that's the problem with me too. See, you're going to these parties, HBCU, and I'm going to get to that too. And we talked about that, the parties and good time. No, they haven't been having a good time. See, because Robert's going to make sure he's going to run blank, blank, blank out of you so you won't go back and put that drip bottle in your mouth. And if he cuts you, you're gone.
Y'all think y'all going to go drink wine on me on Saturday night? I got something for you.
You gone. See, that's you missing, see? You're missing that point. Everybody want to sit back and have a good time and party as an athlete, but you understand you're an athlete for a reason. You're an athlete. So you don't have time to be out there smoking and drinking. Everybody else will do that. That's not for you. So get your stuff together. So I'm not going to hear that excuse about that's just the way I think. That's why I came out the way it did. Because my mentality look at it is totally different. I don't care where you at because guess what? I have a buddy named Steve Cole who played ball with me, Cardinals. We were climbing the fence at 11 o'clock at night at the old stadium, and I got hung on the fence with my sweatsuit on. I tried to go jump. I'm a country boy. I'm not going to jump no fence. He's from Chicago. He goes to the fence. I said, I'm going to do the same thing, okay? I go to the fence, and I get hung. That's a true story. I'm hanging about 5 feet off the ground with my jacket. He laughing. I'm like, you're going to get me down. I couldn't move. But we out there in the old stadium running at 11 o'clock at night. We're in college. Them boys right now somewhere. Man, you know what? Let's keep going, man. I'm getting pissed off right now.
May I say something, please, Stevie? Stevie, can you guys hear me?
Can
you guys hear me? Okay. I want to make this point about that. It's the heart of the person. Deion has this heart. You got to have a heart for that. I remember. I was running the campus, and this Camaro went past me in my senior year. And when the Camaro went past me, it had Albert Lewis. Now, Albert and I were classmates. So Albert Lewis was in it, so he waved, but I couldn't see who the driver was, and I wasn't familiar with the car. And so I'm still running. I'm down by the old library. Scotty and Steve, you know what I'm talking about, down by the old library. So then that car comes back. And I'm headed home down in the village where my cousin had a house. But anyway, so it pulls in front of me, and I'm so agitated, I try to run behind it, and it pulls back. And I'm like, oh, my God, go away. So anyway, the person let his window down is like, oh, so you don't know who I am. And I was like, well, I can't see your face. And I'm still jogging in spots, so I said, can't see your face. And so you got to pull your head out. So he got out the car, he pulled his head up, and I was like, Anthony, is that you? I'm like, oh, my God. He said, "Oh, so now you're trying to get with me?" Because you know we both throw it off. But I said all
okay.
that to say,
right.
I went down on the track every day. Let me finish this point. I went down on the track four times a week to run, and Anthony and Albert Lewis was on that track every day down
right.
there, working out with each other.
No,
I'm just saying. No,
he went all the way back. To that part, for real.
That's right. Because I have to make my point about the heart of the individual. A lot of individuals
right.
don't make it in because their heart is not there. It's not. They say it is, but it's not. You can say a whole lot of stuff, but you know the ones whose heart is really in it, and they make it. Not because your last name is Anderson.
The thing of it is, I think the point that Stevie was trying to make is that heart that you speak of, yes, the heart starts with the person. However, your surroundings, how you're handled. See, that's just like this. I have a daughter that plays basketball in Ohio and a son that runs track in San Antonio for school. I want them to go to a HBC because my daughter, she's going to be an accountant. She's not going to the WNBA. I want her to go because the experience that she gets from an HBCU, she won't get at these other universities. So when Stevie is speaking
that's
about the heart, it's not so much the person, it's that what you're taught and what you pick up from being a part of the HBCU. So it don't matter about – so it's not so much the person because everybody has to have their own fortitude. It's what you pick up because what I got – what I received at Northeast was nothing like what I – the people, my classmates and friends and family that went to Grambling received. So what you pick up from – the HBC, the SWACs, and the MEACs, all these other the conferences that whole HBCU is where that inner strength, that fight, and that pride comes from. Like I was saying, for mm-hmm. me, I went to Bemble. So people look down on us because we was Class B. So our attitude and mentality was different. We came in there, and they bad attitude. No, we just fighting different than the people who didn't have, as the people who had, which we did not have. We're taught different. Every student being was black. We had maybe one white teacher. Charles Cage coached me, and he was my principal. And you talk about love Grambling. He used to walk around our campus singing the Grambling song. And his main words were, you need to know your history. And it's things like that you pick up from an HBCU that you don't get at these other places. And so that kind of fight and that kind of pride is instilled into you.
They don't know the song. I bet they know Dion Sanders' song. On them.
I bet they don't.
It must be the money.
This is not one of his. They get Antonio Brown. So see, they go down there. Man, they go down there, and they go to play Deion Sanders. They think they playing Deion Sanders. Everybody on Grambling probably wants to be on Jackson State team. So you can't have that going on, Lee.
Right.
You
want to knock his head off.
Yeah, that's not cool to be losing and just going along.
I think right now what's really just what's making the SWAC look bad is just us losing. I think I may have said this before to Scotty or Stevie. Well, there's a guy, he went to Texas Southern. He say, man, despite Jackson winning, he say, man, the SWAC look weak because Grambling not winning.
Right.
And he's a Texas Southern alumni. He said,
wow.
I mean, I'm talking to a guy who played football. He played. He said, bro, the SWAC still look weak because everybody
right.
know what – it's the same thing what I just spoke about. Everybody know what Deion's doing. He don't have SWAC players. He have SEC players, ACC, Big Ten, Pac-10. And with Grambling not winning, it just don't – it still look weak.
Right, but this is what I understand, too, like you say, too. You're absolutely right. This is my thing today. Understand this. If I'm going to go learn how to go, say, play tennis, we took some classes in school, right? I'm going to find the nearest coach to show me how to hold a racket, what I need to
mm-hmm.
do, a professional coach, a coach that's
right.
been around or a coach that's been
that's
around
correct.
For 10 years in the game can show me some stuff. I'll tell you this right now. I'll tell you this true story. I was going to practice, and you know back then we had to walk. The black guys would walk across this. It's about a half a mile, almost a cent, quarter of a mile. We walk to the game.
the new stadium was being built. You know, we stand at the old by the old stadium. So I had I had a car, and blessing, I saw a receiver that didn't make it to the league now, but he could have made it to the league. He was a bad boy. I think he had a year in the league, but he was a professional pro, but he just didn't get drafted, right? And I asked him, I said, it was Carlos Pinnawell. He was janitor. He was doing some stuff with at the school. He wasn't doing no janitor. He was doing something else for the school. I stopped and talked to him for a minute. I said, Coach, I said, Mr. Pinnawell, I said, I'm having problems with the zone, man. He said, Stevie, he broke it down to me just that quick. Like, my brother showed me some stuff, but the coverage that Jackson State that day was playing, he gave it to me real quick, and I was and get a chance to get it to my brother. My brother was always on the road coming. But as a receiver point of view, he said, I'm going to get it from a receiver point of view. And I think that first half in Jackson State, they came out of draft the first round. Guy got drafted first round at Jackson State, lineman, out of Jackson State before Deion Sanders was there. He got drafted first round. That year, Herman R.B. got drafted. Herman R.B. could have gone first round. He got drafted too. But the guy was there. I got the first round we played. He was at Jackson State. I came to see him. That first game, we're going to talk about stats. But after the first half, they had me double coverage the whole game because I knew where to go. Okay? And I had like 200-some yards first half at Jackson State. First, going second half against Jackson State, Deion Sanders, Jackson State. That same boy went first round now. Now, if that happened with Deion Sanders this year, great. We bless him. But that boy, and it's got to tell you, Jackson State had a lot of guys go first round way before Deion Sanders got there now. So that goes to show you, it's like they say in the Bible, you can teach the way to go. You can teach that athlete where to go. You can teach certain coverages that people can't get open. You can teach the receivers how to watch for blitz. You can teach the receivers to do the quarterbacks to the audible. You can teach that, and they can score the football. Man. And let me tell you something, too, Himes. A former player can look at a player within 10 seconds and see if he's ready or not. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
All right. So you should be able to teach those kids individually pro style to perform.
Yep.
So my point is, that's what I'm saying to say this, I don't want to hear about no SEC, NBC, ACC, whatever you want to put C's on it, okay? All I know is this. It's no excuse these days for these young men to be able to get the coaching that they need. It's no
YouTube.
And the thing is, too, parents, if you don't know the game, please stay the HEL out the way. Please stay out the way. I'm just begging you.
Let your
kids go to the nearest coach or whatever and let him go with that guy's play ball. That guy's right now playing ball in the NFL that's sitting at home right now that may be feeling bad, but guess what? They can teach some kids what to do. Let them go over there.
That goes back to what I was saying about their resource having those pro coaches.
There you go. They're going to thank you down the road. Let me tell you something. The NFL level, and we ain't talked about the playbook. We never talked about that. We will talk about that, though. The playbook in the NFL versus you getting most colleges versus HBCU, right? HBCU, right? And you guys got lucky, Himes and Scotty. You guys got lucky with the playbook. Well, Scott already had playbook when he was in – he already had a playbook when he was in high school because I was teaching him him and Thorin back then.
Junior
high school. All right, they already had the –
junior
new
high,
stuff.
You had in eighth grade, 9
in junior high. I had him teach – I had him learning NFL plays back then.
1994, I remember that.
So – but when we went there at HBCU from Gremlin doing the Wing T, and I still think the Wing T is one of the baddest offenses ever created, all right? But they're not letting you – they're going to do Notre Dame. They're going to do Lou Holtz offense. We're not running no Wing T. What kind of black is this? We're going to run Notre Dame's offense, okay? But why are you running the same doggone defense? But HBCU – so when they get there, they can't learn the plays. We ain't talked about that, though.
Mm-hmm.
See,
Y'all don't want to hear that world. Y'all don't want to hear about mm-hmm. that part.
See, we also haven't talked about the Grambling guy post as a losing record. We didn't talk about that because you can't have a loser training kids to be winners. I'm sorry. That's just the truth about it.
Right.
You can bring come on
what,
now.
What I'm saying,
that's right.
The playbook that you get in the NFL, it looks like a freaking dictionary. And they'll tell you, here's the book. You need to learn the plays by tomorrow. Like, what the what?
By tomorrow.
Yeah, and if you don't learn where to go, you mess up the next day. Then you're going home.
I got a story about that
one. What? They already knew you coming from an HBCU that you're not going to know the plays anyway, 90% of the time. But thank God.
Ms. Gibson, we were hanging out, and I would take my playbook with me at the bar. I was reading my playbook when we was out in the bar.
But you're not understanding, Randy. You guys had it easy.
Yeah.
Because Doug brought that offense, some of that NFL offense
mm-hmm.
to Grambling,
yep.
and that's why y'all was scoring. But before that, they didn't give us no play. They give you a play. Like, what kind of plays are these? And you had to learn them. All different terminology. No different than going from Arizona Cardinals to New York Jets.
Steve, the resources that we have, like, man, I saw a lot of boys come up and play. If, like, you and Anthony, if I didn't have y'all, that's resources. If I didn't have y'all in that structure, shit, you and I wouldn't have been doing nothing. So that's resources,
That's right.
But people don't look at it.
It's
still pressure. Like, I had two brothers go to the league. I got to go to the league. So they look at me I just went to McDonald's and got a half of me. I had to go. They couldn't have said I was a doctor. Two brothers went to the NFL and he worked on calls. Man, that wouldn't have worked out. So it was a lot of pressure with them. See, my mama, for real, my mama used to sit up and watch Steve go one-on-one and watch some of Anthony film, all they practice and little game films. So I would wake up and I'd be sitting there with her. She rewinded. My mama sitting there rewinding.
Katie was on it. She had a football in her keychain, Jack.
But it goes back to what you guys said.
Throwing it down the hall when I was able to walk. So it's the resources. Yeah, I had
in the backyard, cutting your leg open.
But you see what I'm saying? Yeah, though, you see that resource? You saw that resource we had?
Yes,
but you see that resource? That's the resource I'm talking about. We had somebody.
Man,
we wasn't even no coach. We talking about a former player that was showing us stuff in the backyard, how it was supposed to be, how it's supposed to be done.
Right.
But a lot of it, too, though, it goes back to what Ms. Gibson saying. It's about heart. We wanted it. We wanted to be that group
else,
that was outside.
Randy, you probably don't remember. I met you a couple of times. You was hanging with Scott. I'd come up to Grambling, I'd come home. But here's another thing. I was a basketball player. However, Anthony would work on a football player would work on me with my shot because my Uncle Austin was so cold, and he had taught Anthony, and he would be out there with me. No, Charles, you got to get your elbow in. No, hey, when you shoot, when you watch their waist, when you cut, the things he would use in football when watching their waist, I was a monster defensive. I could score it, but I played defense well.
Yeah.
Anthony taught me, just like he's covering somebody, he's sitting down on the hips waiting for him to sit down on the route. He taught me that same thing in basketball. I'm watching their waist. Mm-hmm. They're not going nowhere without their waist.
Yeah,
and basketball, the goal never moves. The goal is going to be always the same space, and it goes like you said. It was a resource that I had. Doing heels. Like he had, Steve and him was doing heels and stuff to get faster.
Yeah.
I was doing heels. I just didn't play football.
Yeah.
And it's a matter, use your resource. You have these resources out here.
Yeah.
I told Scotty, I send my videos to Scotty. So I would love for my son to be able to get trained by Scotty.
Yeah.
Work on his speed with Stevie because there's nobody can run. Now, I watched you, Randy, and I played with you on the game, but there's nobody that can run around like Scotty Kiennan.
Nobody. My top 10, Scotty, my top 10.
I'm the quarterback.
My receiver is going to be Scotty, Randy Moss, and Steve Smith. That's my three receivers.
There you go. You understand what I'm saying?
And I'm the quarterback.
And like you said, it's the resources that we have in the community that we need to take advantage of. And it doesn't just have to be you know, somebody that went to HBCU. It could be somebody that went to Tech, Northeast or Northwestern or wherever. We just as a people need to use the resources and put it into the HBCUs. And that is what's happening with Deion. Deion is a resource that is putting into the HBCU.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's another thing.
Right.
Right. And this is another thing.
Okay, allow me to say this. At Ruston High School, okay, you guys hang on. At Ruston High School, my nephew Justin Bricky is a wide receiver at Ruston High School. My other nephew T, he's on defense, and they have not lost one game. Why have they not lost one game? Because our former head coach, Forbes, is over there coaching and giving them all his resources. I don't know what happened with that over there, Grandma, but
I think
we do know Ruston has not lost a game.
I think he probably got guys that want to play. He got kids that want to play football.
Yeah, you have to have the like Randy said, you have to want to play, and that's just the thing is, like I said, Charles mentioned my dad, guys, for your listeners. My dad had a scholarship to play basketball way back in the gap now. My daddy could shoot the basketball. Okay, I'm going to tell you again. My daddy could shoot the basketball now. And
check the Marquette High School record.
Tell him again.
Check those Arcadia. He left Shady Grove because they didn't want him to play, and they were so jealous of him. He went to Arcadia and played, and check those Arcadia record books.
So,
see, that comes too. Like, you learn your history. I know the history, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
So, sad to say this is that, you know, you and having that person, I said again, parents, please let your sons go get the information they need to be a better athlete, student athlete. I don't care if it's a tutor, whatever. You know, that's another thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting offers, well, you have a tutor and everything when you get there, ready to go to the larger schools. You don't have that at Grambling. You got to go try to find somebody. If so, they don't have time. They have to go somewhere else. They got to find some resources.
Yeah, they
right?
got to go to work in the cafeteria.
Right, I'm going to Oklahoma Sooners. They said, "See, we got a tutor. You know what you need? Okay, you got a ACT low. I'm proud to say it. Okay, my ACT was low. Okay, I didn't learn that format how to study ACT, but I could study and learn other things else. Everything else I knew. So you pass the ACT, that make you smart. That don't make you nothing. You were smart passing
nope.
that test, but you it's a lot
That's
of
it.
Stuff you can't do either. Right. So my thing is this: is that the resource, like Randy's saying, and what you guys are saying is so true. It's valuable. And I think it hurts my head and my heart for us to be losing like we're doing at college, just losing at the high school. I hate it. I hate it so bad. But I just keep playing my golf, go work out, you know what I'm doing. But because the fact is, it's a mental thing, guys. It's all mental. You have to let your kids get the resources. And the coaches, stop being so jealous and go to the guys that know how to play the game. All right, guys, so the next we said a trick. We talked to taking care of his assistants. These are some of the things, guys, you were talking about Coach Sanders. So Sanders, prime time, he's – winning in every fashion of life. Scott had mentioned that earlier. Coach Prime mentioned the facilities are horrible at Jackson State. He's cleaning that up. Even high school times two better than it was the struggle at the HBCUs. He cleaned that up. He also, too, I said again, thank God for him having to locate, you know, having this, being at the right time, and like Scott said earlier, having the finances to be in Jackson to give these guys a larger and greater and better start. At the same time, Coach Sanders, like Randy said earlier, Coach Prime, played also, too, in a professional baseball. And we're praying to Coach Prime that he was hospitalized for 23 I think for 40, almost, he was hospitalized for quite some time.
I think it was like 40-some days hospitalized. And 23, I think it's 23 days, 23 days he was hospitalized. Prayers that his health and everything is back on track. And we love the fact that he's teaching players a program, the attitude.
Exactly.
Like you guys are saying, the attitude to perform,
yeah,
and practice, and that, you know, to have that fight and to teaching the understanding. And the thing too, Randy, there is another side that people out here in the world don't know, and we're going to talk about it pretty soon. We're going to talk about how football feel. I mean, how football is designed, how it actually it runs like an engine, right? A lot of people don't know. They just go to the game and they have a beer and they holler and they say, "Who won? Who scored the game?" You know, let's have a good time. Which is nothing wrong with that. It's great. But we're going to get that broken down. But you guys know that the ingredients to get to the next level. Of course, you got the hard work. You know, the hard work, you might as well just go and pack your bags and go do something else, you know. But
right.
Also, too, you have to know where to go. You have to know where to go. I hit a golf ball. Don't think I haven't had coaches that hit that golf ball. You're so smart, go hit a golf ball. You're so intelligent, go hit a golf ball. You're so intelligent. Right, go hit a golf ball. You're so intelligent, go hit a golf ball. You have to have coaching. I went to a professional coach. Several professional coaches. That's known. I'm a professional coach because I want to know how to hit the golf ball correctly. Now, I work with another coach to help me mentally to get around the golf course. Why am I doing it at the age I am, 52, and you can't do it, or your parents will allow you to do it at 21 or 19 or 17 years old? That's a mental problem.
That's not you, but 31.
Shoot, 21. Don't get twisted. But no, I just wanted to say that. But what do you guys think about Coach Prime? Coach Prime, like you said, guys, you guys have to give credit, right, to what he's done and what he's doing, right?
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. I just don't want him calling my school pathetic because we left the bleachers. That's the only thing. And what he's doing for Jackson State, he's doing wonderful things for Jackson State. You know, just you ain't got to disrespect some the fans for your home game. That was my only take about all of it because I was supposed to bring my son on a recruit trip to that game. But luckily he didn't come, you know. But it was like I said, that day, it was hot. And he talked about the fans. What the fans got to do with you?
Money.
What the fans got to do with you? You made your money. You made $300,000 that day.
You know what?
You call us pathetic? Yeah. Now, this is the one thing that we as any HBCU schools, we got to get out of. Man, we got to get out that I'm going to sit on this side. Man, we need to fill up the stadium because both sides is all our sides, despite the football field. Because that's how you get your four-star and three-star recruits, because they need to see that stadium full. They don't need to see no one side. Oh, that's the home side. Yeah, that's the home side for the football team. You can sit behind the football team. That's the home side, but the whole stadium is grambling.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need to be doing. We need to be getting people from Monroe. They probably didn't go to Grambling, but man, let's try to get them fans from Ruston, from Monroe, from Arcadia. But, like Stevie said, we can get those recruits. You know what I'm saying? From Jonesboro, that's gonna fill the stadium up right there.
That's gonna fill it up. My dad mentioned the other day.
We need the stadium full.
Go ahead and get some other players, of course, outside this. But you can get
ten
players. You get 10 players with the local. That's going to bring in tons of players, tons of fans right there. But
you can still get those preferred walk-on guys. You can still prefer walk-on them. Hey, we're going to give you preferred walk-on. You know what I'm saying? From Jonesboro or from Ruston or whatever, you know.
Right.
And Stevie, also, all you guys is talking have played NFL. I've been a Pop Warner person and Boys and Girls. So let me make my point. You guys are talking, but here's the gotcha. In California, my son's coach played with the Martin. I can say his first name. Anyway, USC. My nephew at Western High School said he'd go to USC. But what I'm saying is this. We have all these NFL players, whether you play 1 year, 2 years, or what. I want to challenge that. Why is it that all of you guys can, like, they're coming onto the radio show, then why can't we put together, and I'll help, why can't we put together a camp? All of you guys who have played in the NFL, put together a camp and do this camp every once a year for the kids who want to come and play, because they can't meet you unless you're physically there. Yeah, they can come on this radio show and hear you, but they can't meet you unless you're physically there.
Why can't we do that? You know why? I'm going to say it. Because you have, like Scott and Randy, I think, mentioned, you have, I think Charles said, I'm going to say it. I'm going to put it on me. I'm going to say this. You have that jealousy mentality in a lot of some coaches that they feel that they're doing everything right. So, but the understanding.
You better not go to that camp. You go to that camp, I ain't going right. to play. I'm not going to play.
There you go.
Okay. What I'm saying is, let's do it.
Hey, Coach, you don't mind that, just so y'all know, man. Coach, you, I'm cool with Coach, you. And he don't mind us, nobody coming back on that football field working with those guys, because I work with a few of the receivers.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the young men who are in high school, and there are no local camps with HBCU former NFL players. I know for a fact it's not. So I'm saying all you guys have played in the NFL. We can't put together this camp for these young men that's coming through high school because
we
can't give them junior high and high school. Why we can't do that?
We get grants for that. I don't mind doing that.
When you talk about that, I am one of the people in which this has to be something. And because I have younger children that are a daughter that's a monster softball player, so this thing needs to be, because it's going to take money. This is like Scotty said, this is going to take money. However, it needs to be affordable, because all those camps and AAU stuff, that if I could have had those resources, I could have been a lot better, I'm sure. But we were so poor, we couldn't afford it. So this has to
be something that's readily available. We can get grants for that. That's no longer a problem. We can get $5,000 grants for that.
All I'm gonna say is this. Let me say this. This is so peachy and creamy. But at the end of the day, you have certain people mentally off course. They just like they feel that they have it figured out. You don't need to go to that person because he's not on a commercial. Okay? He's on a commercial, so he don't know. But they not understand that this guy has retirement in NFL already. Now they.
But I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about us.
I'm just saying to you. You can this could be talked off the radio, and now on the radio.
Right.
I'm gonna talk about this on the radio. I'll talk about this on the radio.
We can talk about that.
But that's my point of view. Is that again, once the parents put their guard down and stop hurting the kids, then they'd be okay. But unfortunately, their parents weren't all the guys I played ball with from high school to college, they don't have parents like that today. They're not like that. The parents let the kids go out there, like, get your behind out the house, number one, when the sun hit it, okay? Get out the house. Number two, go get it. You know, now it's, Mom, can I sit in here and eat some ice? Can I sit and eat some ice cream today and just watch games, be on the video game?
No, they're not watching no game. They're gonna watch Pokemon or something.
Yeah, I'm like, man. I mean, are you serious?
We had to get out the house when the sun came up. Okay, we're gonna be about it. We're gonna stop talking about it.
How about that?
Coach Prime made the comment. He said he wasn't Coach Pro. Because, like Scotty said, my older brothers said all the time, the same conversation y'all having right now, we've had this conversation at home. And Scott and my older brothers said the same thing. And Scott said, man, them boys ain't going to listen to you all that money they got. They ain't listening to you. I was telling this receiver, I ain't going to tell his name is, the Seattle. I was showing him how to run a double move at the Super Bowl at a party in the back in the hallway. And he already in the league. I was doing, this is how you run your double move, man. And he was, we was actually running the double move. We had in suits. So everything I love. I'm showing him, like, you got to break the down. But this is what I'm talking about, is that that's a whole different subject and probably we'll talk about, and we're going to move on.
But I don't want to talk about it. I'm challenging you guys. This is a challenge.
I don't believe, talk about it. Look, the problem with today, people only believe what they see. That's the problem. See, that's what Coach Robinson instilled in you. You got to have some in you. You got some faith that, no, like in Randy, Charles, and Scott will tell you right now. Scott will tell you. Got to, like, Scott, what's it say when you broke huddle? I said about the ball. What you got? What's it say? Scott.
What you say?
What I used to say when you broke the huddle? I said you have to have, you have to see it before it happens. You have to have faith.
Yeah, we were talking about earlier. I told him, I come out the photo, and I'd already see if it was touchdown. So they said height, because I needed the defense. So it was like, you know, you got to wake up. Look at LeBron James. Look at Steph Curry. They stay at the gym. So Curry, and they have all the money. And like I told these kids over here, y'all don't have no money. Y'all not practicing. Y'all broke. And the ones got the money is the ones that's practicing. You wonder why Steph Curry making it in shots because he shoot 1,000 of them a day. You don't see it. I remember Steven practicing in the rain. He's running in the rain and stuff. But that stuff pay off. People don't see that. But he had me.
I remember Scotty cutting his leg on a pipe playing in the backyard, and we just taped it up with some duct tape so he can keep on playing.
That's what I'm saying. It was dark.
And he still got the score right now.
And them boys know that it's to get dark, and we took white tape and taped the ball just so we could see it at nighttime. You know?
Okay.
I used to have my cousin dropping bricks off a ladder. I got it from Jerry Rice stuff. But you have to.
Okay.
You just can't, you know, you have to make a step and want it. You just, it ain't just finna come to you either. You can't be playing like Steven said because your people played and want you to. You know, you can't, but you have to be the reason. You got to get taught. You know,
I'm going to volunteer myself so you guys don't have to worry about the money. I'm going to volunteer myself. I'm saying to everybody's show tonight and who've been talking, I'm a person, I don't just talk about it. I be about it. So what I'm saying is everything that you guys are saying, I totally agree with you. So let's be about it. I don't want you guys to worry about the money. I'll take care of that. I'll get the money for the camp. But I just need us to off the show, down the road.
Grambling got to get off there. We all want to do this, but you got to have a mission. You know, you're not going to get nothing done with this one race. You know, that ain't how it works. And we want to do all that. You got to have some more money.
Let me see. What's going on, boys and girls? This is what I want you guys to do.
Okay, because I'm going to get rid of it. We're going to get rid of it.
Let me say this real quick. I want you guys to go to my LinkedIn
page. You want to support them.
You're right. You're right. I'm not knocking none of that. Go to my LinkedIn page because fundraising is what I do, and I've been doing it for years.
Okay. All right. So, Charles, you want to send the last thoughts?
Miss Gibson,
I don't got
no Facebook, Miss Gibson. What you going on Instagram?
No. I'm on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is the business, so it's LinkedIn/in/Gibson Westbrook. It's www.linkedin/in. You want to put IN? LinkedIn/IN/Gibson Westbrook. Don't read my profile. The money. I can get the money. I just need the coaches.
Okay.
I need the coaches like you guys. I need the people that agree to do this camp.
Okay. We go. All right. Charles, you want to have a last closing thoughts you want to say about Deion Sanders again, the organic viewpoint of him being swag, Cindy Swag, anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I mean, I'll just reiterate that the misunderstanding of what it means to be swag and that whole dynamic has taken a turn because of the circumstance in which that statement was made. because he's been doing this for going over, what, 3 years now, and it has never been a question about whether or not he was swag until the Eddie Robinson guy, who I knew nothing about before now, made the statement that he wasn't swag. So I think that's a whole – you don't have to be swag to do something good for the swag conference and the HBCU
right.
community.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, listen, anytime, cuz, I love you having the show, and we have to talk about all your accomplishments. Congratulations, too, on your wedding and all the stuff. We have to talk about your kids, what they've accomplished. Guys, his son, God bless him, he runs just like Scotty. Yeah, I'm going to send a video out. They run just alike. I mean, he looks like a mini Scotty.
Randy,
he is
Does Scotty have your phone number?
Yeah, they got it. Yeah, Steven's got it. Yeah,
I'm gonna have. If it's okay, let them give it to me, and I'll send it to him. Send you his
no
link,
problem.
My son's link.
Okay.
Because when you're looking at Scotty, you're looking at him.
Okay. And how old is he?
Yeah, he ready. Yeah. He ready. Young boy too. He ready. You got to get them kids like that. You can see it, like you said, Steve. You can see it in them kids when you look at them. That's where the recruiter come in. You know.
Yeah, you can see them. You can see them instantly if they're ready or not. Thanks again.
He
thanks
just
again,
can.
Charles. Yeah.
Man,
thanks
I had
again, Charles.
Man, the running back at Ole Miss, Zach
right.
Evans. I had him to come and grab a pause and them, then pull a trick on.
So. Haim, you want to say anything else about anything you would like to say, comments, closing thoughts on Deion Sanders and Randy Haim's Baltimore Ravens finding?
Yeah, I think Deion is doing a good thing for Jackson State. You know, far as an HBCU, technology was going to take care of that anyway because you got so many apps where you can watch all the games, the recognition of it. But what he's doing for Jackson State, is because of him being there, but he's not done. He haven't done anything for HBCU because we was, you know, that's already been taken care of. But he's done a tremendous job for Jackson State, you know, putting the stand fans in the stands, facilities, getting the resources. You know, he hasn't done nothing for HBCU, nothing. Because Bethune-Cookman 1-6, we 1-6. He's beating everybody, so he, you know, he's doing good for Jackson State.
What's our record again? What's our record?
1-6.
Okay. All right, that should be illegal, but we're gonna talk about that some other time. We'll get it right. This is the year to get right.
Yeah.
We're gonna pick this year to get right for next year.
I'm not worried about us. I ain't worried about us.
I'm worried about us.
No, no, we got to get this together though.
1-6.
Yeah,
it's going
to be right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be late. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, look, I'll call you Coach Hines. Ready? Go.
Yeah.
Hines, I really do appreciate it, that, you know, all the time. We're going to, by the way, we're going to see you at homecoming because, you know, we're doing live streaming at homecoming. You're doing live streaming students radio show. We're going to have the co-host.
I'll
be there this weekend for high school day.
Yeah.
I'll be there this weekend for high school
day. All right, love it. Hey, Randy Haim, thank you so much. Scotty, you want to say anything, 60 minutes, you want to say anything else before we close off? I know that you're going to, we all be at the homecoming, and we're doing a live streaming, guys, from 11 to 1 o'clock at Grambling Homecoming. So, you know, I got to make sure that I'm looking presentable. So we all do. So now we're going to have a good time. We're just having a good time and enjoy the family. That's what the greatest key, I would say, going to HBCU is family. Family.
Right.
That's the advantage of HBCU. Scott, you want to say anything else?
Is he still good?
Okay. All right, Scott, I'll see you in a few days. Go ahead.
But wait a minute. I want to say something to Scotty. Scotty,
yeah.
A cousin of mine, saw the clip that Stevie shared, and he didn't know that you were from two other brothers. I had him go look some stuff up. He said, when you talk to him again, tell him, man, I was in the stands at that game. He said, I was there. He said, I didn't know he was from Louisiana. He said, so because I saw what they did, the KNOE, because all my family got that. He said, I think that's really good what you're doing, because we didn't even know that they had three brothers from Jonesboro, because we got family living in Jonesboro. He said, we didn't know they had three brothers from Jonesboro. I said, yeah, and their mom was half a volunteer teacher. So he just told me to tell you that he was there at that game, and you were the man. That's what he told me to tell you when I talked to you.
Yeah, but see, that, and that, like you said, tell him, okay, and then going back to grabbing the resources, like people don't be knowing them. That's, we got to get it known, you know. Because with Dion doing, you really need a Dion at all the schools if we're going to get him known, because we're not, you know, he's helping out. You got to get that back going like that. You need that at all the schools, really.
We doing it. That's why we got the Stevie Anderson radio show. That's right. That's why it's going to get done.
All right, Scott, we'll see you. I'll see you in a few days.
Okay.
All right. Miss Gibson, would you like to say anything closing out? We got to talk about again about the band, the Arkees, what you're doing. You've been awesome.
That's fine. That's fine. We'll talk about this later. But I'm from the deepest part
seconds?
Of my heart. I got 60 seconds. I really want to talk to you guys about that camp. And, I mean, this is – because I'm a spiritual person. I may not sound like it all the time, but – it just is heavy, and it's been heavy with me for a long time, and that's why I'm so pulled to what you're doing, because all the stuff that we're talking about, it can happen again, and I'm glad these guys are here for you and with you. So, but when the radio show, I need you to call me after the show is over, because I got something I need to share with you and stuff.
I'm going to be.
Oh, I got something. No. It's only going
to
be 5 minutes.
I'll give you a call.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. All right. Good night. Hey, guys, hope you guys enjoyed the show. We were just, like I said, this is actually a continuation from the previous show a week ago. We would be for sure at Grambling Homecoming. We would be there doing the live streaming from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The game starts at 2 p.m., I believe, so we'll be there doing live streaming, and we're just going to show you the family that you get when you go to an HBCU. A lot of different views, a lot of different viewpoints from all over. There's guys saying that they will let this student go to HBCU. There's some say, well, I'm not sure if I had other offers. And some say, well, yeah, this one, he's an HBCU player. He has that style, that swagger. He won't, yeah, let him go. When I say swagger, I was saying just the way they dress, the dance and the style, the movement. Deion Sanders, Coach Klein, even mentioned the other day, he said, oh, yeah, the skill position can play with any school. He said that. This is what we've been knowing for a long time. That's nothing new. So, and we have the linemen can do it. We have a lineman that got drafted. One play with me, Herman R.B. So there's a lot of linemen that's gotten drafted, too, from the HBCU. I like to say, I think like the Dr. Charles Wood, the chairman, conference commissioner, would get allowing Deion, Coach Prime to come in and be doing such a fantastic job. He's an Ashley Robinson athletic director also. Give him an opportunity to come and showcase his talent and his – the energy that he's given, Jackson State and HBCU, and having other coaches set the game up, you know. And I said that we're going to get Grambling get back on track. This is we'll get on track with the coach that's there. We'll get on track. We're praying things work out. Let's look good right now, but we'll see what happens. Anytime you're dealing with good in life, for helping and giving back, the devil's always at work. Trying to distract you, trying to destroy you. That's why you have to keep on fighting and stay focused on your goals with your family and friends. Keep moving forward. You don't have so much time on this planet. Make sure we keep enjoying life, living an abundant life at the same time, giving back, and keep fighting.
It's mandatory. Okay, we have one life to live. Let's keep fighting, keep giving back. And again, like I say, guys, we will be doing the show live next week. And again, hope you guys enjoy the show, and good night.